This is the Jefferson Exchange on the News and Information Service of JPR for Monday, March 27th. We broadcast to Southern Oregon and Northern California, and you can find us online streaming at jeffexchange.org. I'm Jeffrey Riley. On today's JX, sheriffs and coroners and immigrants. Sheriffs are the coroners in most California counties, which presents a potential conflict when, as coroners, they have to investigate killings by police. You'll hear about research on the conflict. Later on, Drawing Deportation. It's a book about artwork by children of immigrants, legal and not, showing the raw feelings within immigrant communities. You'll hear from the book's author. Stand by for those after the weather. Thanks for joining us on the JX. A lot of people get shot in our country every day, and people get shot by police nearly every day. Police are often cleared of responsibility, and California has a particular complicating factor. The county coroners who investigate deaths are often also the county sheriffs, so police themselves. Recently published research questions whether sheriffs/coroners underreport officer-involved killings. The research comes out of the University of Southern California Dornsife Center for Economic and Social Research. We have one of the co-authors. Brian Finch is USC Dornsife Professor of Sociology and Spatial Sciences. Brian, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Was there a certain suspicion? I'm just kind of curious about what it was you set out to find in the first place.
Yeah, well, I think what spawned this research in the first place was I was actually driving down the street. I live in Richmond, California in the Bay Area, and I saw a sheriff coroner van. And I thought, what in the world? That seems pretty strange. So I went home, actually, and Googled Sheriff Coroner and found sort of the case of a coroner who was under the auspices of the sheriff's office in San Joaquin County, and then sort of began researching that and noticed that there had been some conflicts of interest with medical examiners or coroners who were overseen or had oversight by the sheriff's department. So from that, I said, we've got the data. We could do some merges and try to answer that specific question, whether or not that seemed to be a conflict of interest and whether it led to underreporting.
Just as a baseline, is it a difficult area to research? I mean, because we do hear about the fact that the reporting of officer-involved shootings is quite a patchwork.
It is. It's very difficult. And I think Brian Burghardt with Fatal Encounters sort of began this first quest many years ago to try to document every single incident in the United States. And so his efforts sort of led to us getting involved with Fatal Encounters and then sort of working with directly with Brian and trying to merge multiple different data sources to try to get at some, you know, both just a simple answer of prevalence, how often it occurs, to compare it with official government data sources and find where the gaps were, and then ultimately to do research on what some of the determinants or the correlates of officer-involved homicides were.
You seem that the research makes reference to two major sources of data, and do they overlap? I mean, can you check one against the other?
So it's very difficult to pinpoint one to the other because of data that's missing. So from the National Vital Statistics data, you're only allowed to do certain types of analyses. You're not really allowed to kind of merge it with any other data sets, and you have to kind of suppress any cells that are small for counties or for any levels of aggregation. Then for the supplemental homicide reports, each incident doesn't necessarily give you enough information about it to pinpoint which incident it is. So it becomes very, very difficult. And, you know, working with over 20 years of data that we did, you know, you were talking about approaching 30,000 incidents. So it's really, really tough to look at each one and sort of match it across the data sets. We kind of have to do these things in the aggregate.
Wow. So that sounds like a lot of work just to get organized in the first place.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, there's data limitations for each of the data sets, which kind of prevents you from being able to do precisely what you would like to do or something that's made, you know, potentially a little bit more accurate.
So to one of the main points here about the sheriff as coroner, is that situation unique to California, do you know?
So the funny thing is we tried to find, we see in references that there's at least two other states that it happens in, but I have not been able to find what those two other states are. So I think overall it's fairly unique to California. It's fairly unique in that California counties largely have sheriff coroner's offices rather than typical coroner medical examiners. So, yeah, I would say it's fairly unique, but not being able to pinpoint the other two states, it's possible that two other states are also under the same regime.
All right, so perhaps unique to California, but not unique in California. It sounds like it's a fairly common situation in much of the state outside the very biggest cities.
Yeah, definitely. It's hard to tell why certain counties in California have that arrangement and why they don't. There's certainly been changes over time. I'd say the drift is definitely towards sheriff coroners. But a couple of the largest counties, like in Los Angeles and San Diego, for example, or in Sacramento, that is not the case.
We're talking
maintain this is a typical coroner medical examiner model.
Brian Finch is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange at the USC Dornsif Center for Economic and Social Research, where he's a professor of sociology and spatial sciences. He was one of the authors on a bit of research published recently asking, do sheriff coroners underreport officer-involved homicides? So you mentioned 20 years. So how broad your research in both time and space? I mean, so 20 years and all counties of California?
Yeah, basically. The original data collection that was done in Fatal Encounters is actually from 2000 to the present. It's actually in, it's locating every single incident of an officer-involved homicide in the entire nation. So that original database, and then even the one that we created that merged data, data from probably, 17 to 20 different sources is also nationwide. This one particular study we did because we were able to, well, first of all, because there's fewer counties in California, 50 plus, so we were able to kind of like constrain the time frame when we thought we had like the most complete data of a collection of the incidences of officer-involved homicides. And then also when we were able to call each of the offices, which we had to do, we kind of did some research online to see who had sheriff coroners, who had medical examiner coroners, and then we called each office, and they were actually very responsive to be able to tell us how long this has been the case and when it changed and what years it changed. And so then that allowed us to be able to sort of have the exact kind of variables that we needed to do the aggregation of counts across counties, when they were under each of the different type of situations, or for those that were under the same situation over the entire time frame.
In that specific situation where there was a change in how the coroner's office was managed, did you notice changes in the reporting of the officer-involved homicides there?
So no, because they're just so small counts. The largest counties in California are the ones that drive a lot of this. And so it's very difficult to pinpoint if there were increases or decreases across changes in those regimes. And I would say for the most part, the small analysis we did suggested that there was not much of a change.
So what then is the major pattern that emerges as you look at all of this? And 20 years and the whole state of California, that's a lot of state and a lot of years.
Yeah, it is. What's surprising is that one of the counties that has a conventional coroner medical examiner is L.A. County. And they're sort of notorious for underreporting in all of these systems. So I think that even in our baseline controls, I was worried saying, we may not even see a difference, even if there is underreporting in sheriff coroner situations, because L.A. County as a whole does such a poor job reporting to many of the systems, especially the supplementary homicide reports of the FBI, because L.A. County, for example, L.A. County sheriffs don't even report to that system at all. So I was at first saying, we're kind of working, even if there really is a true effect here, it may be difficult to uncover because L.A. County is such a big county and because it's such an underreporter, even though it does have medical examiners and coroner situation. But it ended up being that wasn't the case. There was still more underreporting in the other counties.
So, and how noticeable a difference? I mean, is it just like, this is statistical noise, or is it a big difference?
Well, so no, we do formal statistical tests. They're simple ones, and we just compare the sort of rates of underreporting, but they're fairly strong. I don't think we wouldn't report it, I think, if it were just barely statistically significant, but it's not statistical noise. We found what we think are true statistically significant differences between the two types of regimes.
You mentioned L.A. County and not reporting to the FBI, not the only jurisdiction that does that. There really is no central database, right? No central national repository required of all jurisdictions?
Absolutely not. The FBI's reporting system, which used to be, the supplementary homicide reports as part of uniform crime reports, has changed their system over, but it still remains highly underreported, both in terms of the agencies that report themselves and in terms of the incidents that agencies that do report, the incidents that they fail to report. So, there's still no mandatory government-wide system. It still remains patchwork. There's just been no improvement over the time that we've been trying to collect these data ourselves, and it's been pretty frustrating for a lot of us.
And then specific to the sheriff coroner situation, I mean, the question asked by the research is, do sheriff coroners underreport officer-involved homicides? Do they?
Yeah, they do. They do. We found, like I said, even though the sort of baseline for Los Angeles being a typical medical examiner coroner county, sort of being known as widely underreporting, even with that sort of as a baseline comparison, sheriff coroner counties absolutely underreport to both systems, the National Vital Statistics System and to the FBI supplementary homicide reports as contained in the Uniform Crime Reports. Even when we use like very restrictive definitions of, say, only gunshots and don't include other types of officer-involved homicides, it still shows evidence of underreporting kind of systematically. What we can't do because of low numbers and because of suppressed counts in certain small counties is say, oh, you know, this county is particularly egregious, or you know, this county simply doesn't report. Many times they don't, but we're not allowed to kind of call them out because of rules of the uses of the data. Regardless of that, all we can say is just simply that those sheriff corner counties do underreport more so than more conventional types of corner counties.
Brian Finch is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, one of the reporters of Do Sheriff Coroners Underreport Officer-Involved Homicides, recently published research out of the USC Dornsife Center for Economic and Social Research. He's professor of sociology and spatial sciences there. So you can't call them out. Is there any particular stick here? Is there any action that can be taken, some mechanism for reviewing cases?
Well, I'm trying to remember, actually, because I talked to his office not too long ago. There was a sponsor of a state bill. A California representative in Compton, I believe, spoke with his office, and he had tried to pass a bill, but the main concern with the bill was the fact that it was going to cost counties money, and so they wanted a cost-neutral option. Expanding beyond the sheriff's office was going to cost to have to hire a medical examiner or a coroner, and that became like a fairly prohibitive factor. The sheriff's departments did come out and say, hey, there's no evidence of this widespread, so we don't know why this needs to be done. I'm not sure why they were concerned with, you know, coming up with more money and having another agency to do it. But I think, you know, the biggest issue was we now do have direct evidence that this is the case. And so hopefully the state of California can revisit this in a bill or kind of revitalize the bill that didn't pass last time.
Yeah, I noticed that. Assembly Bill 1608 died at the end of the session last year, so I had not seen any evidence of something arising this year. There's a specific example, Brian, cited in the research, and it's San Joaquin County a few years ago in some response to underreporting.
Yeah, correct. The details of that, there was a coroner who was there and saying, you know, I'm being directly influenced to say that what I believe is an officer-involved homicide, they're asking me to report it as an accident. I think he found out later on, too, that actually some of the information coming over him was just simply lacking. So there was no way he could have even made a determination that it could have been an officer-involved homicide because he just simply wasn't given enough information about the incident to even make that determination. So because of that, I think that's what, like I said, sort of facilitated their changing of that in the county and then our interest in it empirically to see if there was a relationship overall outside of San Joaquin County as well.
And you did look at counties that changed, as San Joaquin apparently did, from sheriff coroner to sheriff coroner from two separate people. What did you notice in that analysis?
Yeah, in San Joaquin County, too early to tell. It's just so few cases. In fact, of the cases that we compare with in the National Vital Statistics System, there's not enough to even display them. We have to suppress those numbers. So again, while we can add those particular counts to our overall aggregates and then compare those aggregates, you know, we can't even like report and say what how that changed over time. But it's only been a couple of years, so it's possible that there's no discernible change. Especially because it kind of overlapped with COVID, where crimes initially declined, as far as we can tell from crime data, but then also arrests declined precipitously too. So, as you might expect, officer-involved homicides reduced a little bit during that time period as well. So it could just be an artifact of changes in committing of crime, changes in arrests, and changes in officer-involved homicides overall, and not necessarily due to their changing, to a different system.
Research is your work. It's clear from your title, but have you ever run into a situation where you had as many strings attached to the data before and the things you could and could not say about what you were finding?
No. And not just strings attached, but just holes in the data and problems with the data. That we tried to merge. What I proposed as what I thought was a fairly straightforward project, and then sort of ended up being extraordinarily complicated. As like a social demographer, in terms of the types of research that I do, especially with mortality data, it's so easy to collect And we do it so well. It's done so well in demography and the social sciences. So I thought this was going to be fairly easy as well. And then the whole time, it's just been kind of a morass of problems and difficulties all along the way.
So the situation necessitates further scrutiny, the research says. What ideas do you have finally on what kind of scrutiny and who should provide it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, ultimately we want, you know, governmental-wide tracking of all of this so that all kinds of researchers can provide the kind of scrutiny, and then policymakers can do the same, and then even individual, you know, journalists can do it as well. So we'd like to see it just made completely transparent and publicly trackable, like a lot of other data sources are. That would kind of be our ultimate goal. So, you know, we don't want just our eyes on it. We want as many people's eyes on it as possible.
Do sheriff coroners underreport officer-involved homicides with a question mark is the title of the research published recently by Maria Prados, Thomas Baker, and our guest Brian Carl Finch, USC Dornsife Professor of Sociology and Spatial Sciences at the Dornsife Center for Economic and Social Research at University of Southern California. Brian, thanks for sharing this with us on The Exchange.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for your time. I appreciate it.